This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's a Jack and Dean podcast on Joy.
Taylor Swift, The Man.
Oh.
That's from her new documentary that's on Netflix.
I didn't even know she's... I don't know much about the old Tay-Tay, to be honest.
So if you watch this documentary called Miss Americans... Miss Americana, in fact.
Yeah.
A Netflix documentary about Tay-Tay. There you go. And that song's been released to
accompany the don't want to watch that.
No.
Do you want to watch it?
No. Do you want to do this?
Yes! Dean, do you know why I like this?
Why?
Because it's about me.
Unlike the other 2.5 hours we do.
Would you watch my documentary?
Your documentary? What would you call it?
Kisses.
Kisses.
I've gone nutty today.
Yeah, I've gone very nutty. It's the hat.
It's a good hat.
For those who've just tuned in, Jacqueline is wearing a hat today.
It says Girl Daddy.
And she's wearing it in the studio all day.
From the lovely comedian Beth Stelling.
But back to the topic. We are on topic, and it is, who am I in a minute? And this is a new game that we are playing.
Yes.
Where I ask Jacqueline a series of questions, and she has a minute to guess who I am.
Yes.
How easy is that?
Not very.
No.
You got my brain. There's too many things going on.
You ready?
Elvis. King Henry the Fourth.
The game begins in 3, 2...
That cat from Fable Goes West.
Okay, she is an Australian singer-songwriter.
Ilse Goodrum.
Born in November 1984.
Oh, is it me?
It's not you.
No.
She appeared in an American advertisement, age 7, for an American company alongside fellow Australian Beck Cartwright, who is now married to Leighton Hewitt.
Oh, is it Leighton Hewitt?
It's not Leighton Hewitt, no.
It is Ilse Goodrum. Did I already guess it?
You've already got it.
Oh.
No, this is no fun at all.
I won.
Yeah.
I never win anything.
There you go.
This is great. Oh, Dean's not happy.
No, not happy with that. Not happy with that. You're supposed to take a minute. You're supposed to tease it out.
I know. But you know, before I said that, I said the cat from Fievel's Goes West. I don't know anything. Do you want to keep reading your clues?
Yeah, look, I've done all this work.
Please.
She's been active on the Australian music scene since she was 15, when she signed a record deal with Sony.
Okay, wouldn't have got that.
She appeared on Neighbours back in 2002.
Oh, see, I would have got that. That was a very good clue.
She's
well
had
done.
A total of 9 number one singles and 17 top 10 hits on the ARIA singles chart.
I never get it when you tell me how many things you've ever won.
Yeah, she sold over 8 million albums globally. That's a lot of albums.
Yeah, have you talked about how she suffered illness?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I would have got that.
In 2012, she was honoured with a wax figure at Madame Tussauds in Sydney.
Oh, I need to...
Is that an honour? Is that an honour to be given a wax...
I need a wax.
A wax version of yourself?
I'd kiss it.
Hence the documentary, Kisses.
I'll give... Anything looks like me, I'll kiss it.
Speaking of kissing, she dated Australian tennis player Mark Philippoussis and former Westlife singer Brian McFadden and Nick Jonas.
So just gay men?
No, Nick Jonas is... No, I don't know about the other two.
Well, you know. Yeah. All right.
She served as a coach on The Voice.
Yes.
She has innocent eyes and she's lost without you. She is...
Ilse Goodrum!
There you go.
Oh, I just punched the microphone. Sorry, everyone.
Here we go. Here she is. It's Ilse Goodrum. Dear Life. You're
enjoying. I wondered why this song was on.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.